219. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah, 219. Yeah, 219 to talk. 219. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
This is your host, David Mathis, for 219 to talk. And how you guys doing today? I just want to talk about the Houston Texans and the season they're having this season with C.J. Stroud as the head quarterback and DeMeco Ryans as your head coach. I think they're remarkably doing good starting out. You know, so I just want to get into it because I think the defense is playing pretty good right now. You know, the offense is playing pretty good. C.J. Stroud made a few key touchdowns this Sunday, you know, and he's looking like a superstar. So, you know, I think this is going to be a good season for the Houston Texans. DeMeco Ryans is a good coach right now. He's starting out. You know, he came from the 49ers, and now he's with the Houston Texans. And I just think that it's some promise there with C.J. Stroud as a quarterback because he's starting to show superstar potential. You know, I think, you know, it's a lot of people that counted the Texans out. But I think we have to stay tuned. We have to see what's going on because the defense is playing phenomenal right now. You know, with the sacks they got this Sunday, I thought it was actually pretty live, you guys. So I need y'all to tune in to the Houston Texans and see what's going on with them because I think, you know, that the season is going to be a good season, you know, with what's going on. The defense is playing on all cylinders. The secondary looks pretty good, you know. But the offense is looking phenomenal with Collins and Tank Dell, you know. I think that you guys should just check it out, tune in and see, because I think we got a lot of people to beat, you know. So you got to tune in and check this out, you know, because Texans are a team that's been counted out for maybe about 3 or 4 years now, you know, during the quarterback controversy, you know, and the head coach controversy. But I think it's a good organization that just needs to be a light shined on them, you know, because, you know, they counted the Texans out. But, you know, you can't count the Texans out. You have to be mindful of what's going on in the league. You know, you have some 0-4 teams right now, but the Texans are 2-2 right now. And I think it's going to be a pretty exciting season. So I need you guys to check that out and see what's going on with the Houston Texans. All right, you dig? So, you know, DeMeco Ryans came from the San Francisco 49ers as a coach, you know, and he was doing pretty good work there, you know, but he played defense himself for the Houston Texans, you know, and he was a phenomenal player, and I think he'll be a phenomenal coach. So what we have to do is we have to pay attention and be vigilant and watch what's going on with the Houston Texans, because I think that with C.J. Stroud, Tank Davis, and Collins as a wide receiver core and a head quarterback, I think that these guys are going to be good. They're going to be great at what they're doing. So as far as what they got going with the Texans, we have to tune in and check them out, because what they're doing is shocking people. They shocking people into saying, well, we're fans again. So I'll be right back with you guys. Don't take a break. 219 to talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back to 219 to Talk. This is your host, David Mathis. And again, let me say, let's talk about it. So, you know, we was talking about the Houston Texans and talking about the head coach, D'Amico Ryans. You know, they tried to count him out. I don't think you can count this guy out because he's a phenomenal coach, because you have to look at what he did with the San Francisco 49ers. He made them a playoff contending team. So now we're looking at seeing if he can make the Houston Texans a contending team in the playoffs. Now, some have said that the Houston Texans may win the AFC South. I have to see. I think that we could win the AFC South, you know, because right now the record is at 2-2, and other teams are 0-4. So the Houston Texans, I think they have to hone in on plays, you know, such as, you know, the run plays with Pierce, you know, Damon Pierce. I think that this guy could be a breakout star as far as running the ball. But we also have to take a look at the wide receiver core. I think that with C.J. Stroud as the head quarterback and having Collins as the leading wide receiver, I think that's a good combination. But we also have to watch out for Tank Dell, because Tank Dell has breakaway speed, you know, and he can catch the deep ball, you know. And when C.J. Stroud throws the deep ball, he's actually precise, and I like the release on the ball because he's quick to release the ball. He can throw the ball very well, and plus the guy has legs and he has the eyes to see on the field. You know, I think this is a good thing, because the Texans were counted out about 2 or 3 years ago. They were counted out because they went through a thing with the head coaches not being able to keep a head coach, you know, so, you know, things like that. But at the same time, I also think that with the new face of the team, as far as C.J. Stroud being the head quarterback, I think that he could actually, you know, break some records, because he's setting records right now. So what we have to do is we have to be mindful of what's going on, because the organization is new now, you know, to us, but we love the Houston Texans here at 219 to talk. And I think that with D'Amico Ryans at the helm as the head coach, I think this is a very good thing we have going on. You know, some people would say, oh, no, the Texans are not going to do this. They're not going to do that. They're not going to be in playoff contention. They may not win the AFC South, but the way it looks, I think they could win the AFC South. Possibly they could go to the playoffs and, you know, do some things in the playoffs. We're not going to say that they're a Super Bowl contender right now, but who knows? We could be watching and we could see they could win the AFC South and then they could be in Super Bowl contention, you know. But right now, we're focusing on their record and what they're doing from Sunday to Sunday. So with C.J. Stroud as a quarterback, I like the release on the ball. I like his decision-making. I like that he's paying attention to the coaches and what they're telling him to do, you know. And you got to be on the lookout for Tank Dell, because Tank Dell is one of those receivers. He's elusive. You know, he knows where the ball is being placed. And I think that when he looks at what's going on with his corners guarding him, I think that he could surpass what they're doing. But we also have to watch. We have to be mindful that it's other teams in this league. So we have to be mindful of what's going on. But at the same time, I think that D'Amico Ryans being a head coach is a good fit for the Houston Texans. And I think that with C.J. Stroud as a head quarterback, you know, the starting quarterback, young rookie coming out, we're going to see what he's going to do. We've seen what he's been able to do in two games. So we're going to see what he's going to be able to do this season. You know, I think that as far as what he's got going on, C.J. Stroud could be absolutely phenomenal, okay? I think he could be absolutely amazing with his core. I think that the offense is playing on a nice kilter right now. They're on point. They're doing what they need to do. But at the same time, it's always room for improvement. So with them improving, I think that we have a shot at having a good record this season, you know, as far as the Texans go. But at the same time, we have to be mindful that, you know, it's a lot of teams out there that are going for the Texans, Nick. You know, they're headed into our home, and we have to go into some of their homes to play. So I think that this is going to be a good season. And I think that with D'Amico Ryans, again, as head coach, I think it's a good fit, you know, because he has guys who want to play for him. And I think that the Houston Texans will absolutely do a good job this season. So you guys have to be there with me, you know, David Mathis, 219 to talk. We're going to see exactly what the Houston Texans are made of and what they're going to do. But I think they're going to be great this season. So when you look at what they did Sunday as far as a collective group, you know, the defense was playing. They had at least four sacks on the quarterback, you know, and then they caused turnovers. They were very disruptive in the secondary. So you have to look at the secondary, too, because I think that the secondary is playing at a high level, being able to take the ball and make points out of taking the ball. Because some teams, you know, they'll take the ball, but no points. At the same time, with C.J. Stroud, his release on the ball, though, he's quick to release the ball, his good decision-making, you know, and I think that with the receiving core that he has, you know, these guys are young. Again, we have to be mindful that these guys are young, so they're coming in as rookies. So you have to watch what's going on, because I think as a person who likes the game of football, I think that these guys have a chance at winning the AFC South. So with them winning the AFC South, that would actually say something. You know, you guys that are Houston Texans fans, I know you're excited. You know, I know you just want to see what's going to be, what's going to transpire. But I think that it's going to be actually very good. And you guys have to just watch, pay attention, and look. Because when you look at C.J. Stroud, you didn't think that he would come in and do what he's doing with the Houston Texans right now. But I think that he's much more phenomenal than we would have in some a player like the former head quarterback, which was Deshaun Watson. So I think that we have action at winning the AFC South. But if you guys don't think that, hey, that's on you. But I think that they're going to actually do very, very good this season. So if you guys really feel, you know, like they may not, you'll just have to see. Because C.J. Stroud is a guy that is coming to play football. This guy actually has a high IQ when it comes to football. And if you watch his quick release, his decision-making, and he actually has legs. He uses his feet, you know, and he can throw on the run. So you guys have to be very, very vigilant in what's going on. Watch like I'm watching, because I'm watching to see what these guys are going to do. You know, I think they're going to be phenomenal. So with that, when you look at C.J. Stroud and the combination of Tank Dell, as like, you know, when he goes for the deep ball, I think he can actually be a force to be reckoned with. You know, the Houston Texans have been counted out for so long, but I think that they have action at winning this game, winning these games this year, and I think they're going to be the AFC South champions. Once again. And, you know, just watching them play, you know, I was actually amazed, because I thought that these guys were going to, like, I thought they were going to lose. Did you guys think they were going to lose? I thought they were going to lose. But, nevertheless, they're doing actually excellent at their game. I think the Houston Texans are a team to watch out for. You guys are going to have to watch and see what they're going to do. Because when you look at C.J. Stroud releasing the ball, Tank Dell, and Collins is another wide receiver, I think these guys are going to be absolutely phenomenal. My heart is with other teams. You guys may do something, but I think the Houston Texans are on the ball right now. I think they actually are doing it. Like, they're live. And did you see the uniforms this Sunday? They was in Battle Red. Oh, my. Battle Red. They were in the game. You know, when you look at, like I said, the offense was playing on all kilters. They were playing with their hearts. You know what I'm saying? And they were giving us as fans what we needed, what we feel like we deserve, because for so long they have been counting us out. But as a Houston Texans fan, I would have to say, honestly, you have to watch what's about to transpire. This Sunday, we're going to have the Atlanta Falcons that we're going to have to face. So we have to see what those guys are going to do. You know, but at the same time, you have to watch what C.J. Stroud do, because this young man is special. He's a very special quarterback. I think that, you know, it's going to come a time when some people are going to say, oh, the Texans are not going to do this. The Texans are not going to win this game. They're not going to win the AFC South. But you have to watch. You have to look. You have to see, because I think that the Houston Texans are going to be the AFC South champions. So, you know, when you look at it, I think the Texans are a well-oiled machine. They're playing very, very well right now. You know, the season is still young, not quite over. 2-2. That's 4 games. So we got a few more games to go. So you guys, I think that we have something on our hands in Houston. We have the Houston Texans, and they are ready to play football. So are you guys paying attention to what they're doing? These guys are phenomenal, And I think that D'Amico Ryans is a head coach. He speaks in volume because he was a defensive player, of course, nevertheless. But defense wins games. Defense wins Super Bowls. Like when we look at the 2001 Ravens with Ray Lewis, that defense won Super Bowl. So I think that the Houston Texans have action at winning the AFC South. And if we can go further, I think they have a chance at possibly bringing the jury a ring to Houston, Texas. So if you guys are tuning in, I need y'all to pay attention to C.J. Stroud. I need y'all to pay attention to Collins. I need y'all to pay attention to Tank Dell. I think that these guys are going to be absolutely phenomenal this season. If you guys don't think that, I think you guys have a problem, a serious problem, because I think that the Houston Texans have a shot at doing some things that will break the mold of people thinking that, oh, they won't win. They're not elusive enough. These guys are just out of there. No, could you believe this? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that the Houston Texans will falter right now. They're on the road to making success actually happen. I think it's going to be a beautiful thing for them, and it's going to be a beautiful thing for the city of Houston. So all you guys that are Houston Texans fans, I need y'all to ride with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going down. It's going down in the city, I'm telling you, with the Houston Texans. They're phenomenally playing very well right now. I think you guys have to tune in and check them out because it's going down in the city, man. Y'all just don't believe how beautiful it looked to see these guys. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-6. Nobody thought the Houston Texans would beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-6. No one thought that. They thought the Texans were going to lose. They thought they were going to lose. I mean, we lost to the Baltimore Ravens. Okay, that's understandable. We get past that. We get past that, you know. But nevertheless, they counted us out. But you got to understand, it's not a one and done with D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans has a contract. He has a 6-year contract with the Houston Texans, and I think that it's going to be a beautiful thing when these guys step out on the field this Sunday against a team that they feel we're going to get beat by. They feel we're going to get beat by the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think so. I think we're going to get with the Falcons. I think we may blow them out. Who knows? You have to be on the lookout for C.J. Stroud. Because this young guy here, as a rookie, second-round pick in the draft, is going to be phenomenal to the Houston Texans. If you've seen how he delivers the ball, if you've seen how he almost scored a touchdown, you know, with the knee going down, but I still think he broke into the end zone, but nevertheless, he still turned right back around the next play and threw a whole touchdown. The man threw two touchdowns. He threw for 306 Sunday against a team that they felt were going to beat us, such as the Pittsburgh Steelers. But nevertheless, you got to be on the lookout for C.J. Stroud. You got to be on the lookout for Tank Dell because I think Tank Dell is going to do it. I think he's going to make it. I have 5 minutes, you guys, I've been told, you know, by my producer. But nevertheless, I want you guys to stay in, tune in to the Houston Texans because I think we're going to have a live season. And I'm going to say to y'all, go Texans, because I feel like, yeah, we're going to win the AFC South. You dig? For real. Because it's real in the field when it comes to football. You guys got to understand, if you don't have a defense, you don't have an offense. If you don't have an offense, you don't have a defense. And if you don't have an offense or a defense, you don't have a complete team. But I believe we have a complete team in the Houston Texans. So I think that these guys are on the move. Guys are looking for them to falter. But I think the Houston Texans will have a good season. And I think the coaching is very brilliant. I have to give it up to D'Amico Ryans, you know, coming from Houston Texas alumni. He was a defensive player, you know what I'm saying, and he went to the Pro Bowl, you know, a few years in his season, a few times in his career, rather, excuse me. But I think, nevertheless, that you guys have to be on the lookout for the Houston Texans, you know, and you have to be on the lookout for what we're going to do, because I think we're going to win the AFC South. I honestly believe that we can do it. You know, some have counted us out. David Culley didn't work out with us. Lovie Smith didn't work out with us. But nevertheless, I think that D'Amico Ryans is a good fit for the Houston Texans, and I think the Houston Texans will be good this season. So you guys have to check us out. You have to check and tune in to the NFL, because there's other teams that's going to hate on the Houston Texans. But nevertheless, like I say, I think the Houston Texans have action, and I think they have the potential to be a force to be reckoned with. You have to look at the defense. The defense had four sacks, you know, four or five sacks Sunday. So I think this is a phenomenal team that's on the cusp of being a great football organization. Nevertheless, your boy is telling you the truth. You feel me? This is 219 Talk. You feel me? With your boy, David Mathis, and this is what goes down on 219. Oh,
219 to talk.
I'm about to close this, so you guys know it's going down in the city, Houston, Texas. Horns go up. And all the haters go down, you dig? This is what it is. Hey, and let me say it again. Be on the lookout for C.J. Stroud. This man is a superstar. Rookie, but a superstar. He's broke records that Pat Mahomes set coming into the league. He's breaking records right now. He threw for 306 Sunday. So I just want y'all to know that the Houston Texans be on the lookout, because the AFC South, we coming for it. We coming for the AFC South, baby. We coming for it. 219 to talk. This is your boy, David Mathis, and we're going to talk about some other things on the next show. You dig? You undersmell me? It's going down. 219 to talk, baby. 219 to talk. So
219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah. 219. Yeah. 219 to talk. 219. 219 to talk. Yeah. You running your mouth. Yeah. You running your mouth. 219 to talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth.